Welcome, everybody, to podcast title here. I'm AJ, also known as Doughboy, and that's John, or also Got Me Some Drums.
Animal Crossing.
It's a good game.
So I've been told.
Yes. All right, so basically how the podcast works is John here talks about current events and stuff in the news. Me, I talk about the gaming side of the world. Rumors, going news, etc.
They know what it is. Can't, don't worry, AJ. Don't worry.
I'm sorry, John. It's just, life is hard, work is hard.
It's okay, buddy. Shh.
Okay, serious face. All right. So, John, do you have anything for us?
Obama ruined healthcare. We should go ride in the streets about this.
Every American ever.
Every American that's out there, and you think Obama lowered your health care too much, you better be riding in that street right now, or I'll come to your house and make you riot for me.
Everyone with an Obamden sign in front of their house. Come into the streets!
Come on, all you rednecks and your hillbilliness is come on.
Okay, so since John doesn't really have any news right now, while he goes and surfs for that, I'll talk about what I want to talk about.
It's funny, I never have news for you. I'm literally just sitting here exploring Reddit.
John, just go and look for shit. Go look shit on r/news.
I mean, the whole time we talk, I just look at Pornhub
John,
all
stop staring at boobs and go get news.
day. Fuck. What Pornhub went down? What happens you
Yes, that's
Pornhub?
new. Some lonely 14-year-old jerking it is now forever alone because he doesn't have a picture of boobs on his screen.
I mean, that's like every 14-year-old's dream is to have boobs on the screen.
We
I
need an
mean,
inter we need like an interview, like just like, here today we have this 14-year-old. What is your comment? I tried going there and my the video just stopped and I tried refreshing and it was gone. I didn't know what
tragic words from a tragic man.
do. Okay, so while John goes look for news, I'll talk what I want to talk about.
He still thinks I'm looking for news, even though I just kind of stare at things on Reddit. I don't really read anything on
John can
here.
read.
Okay, I'll start reading.
Thank you. Okay, so Xbox One. If it, this was Xbox One was supposed to be the biggest thing for Microsoft, but yet it was its biggest failure for one reason called DRM. DRM was basically a program built into the console where it would lock a lot of things. So you cannot get used games, you would not be able to loan games, etc. Which would basically also kill off GameStop and such. Now, used games were possible, but Microsoft decided to do it in a stupid way of publisher approved. I don't think. Why would a publisher make their game used? That's kind of dumb in a way, because it just doesn't bring a lot of profit.
Revolt.
But Microsoft decided, not in a conference, but on their blog on Xbox, released a statement saying they've released all of their DRM content on the Xbox One.
I swear, he just stares at a computer screen all day, like looking for this shit. Is this really what you do all day?
John, just go and look for something.
I am, I mean. No, Andy Murphy defeated some guy in something. I can't fucking read that with a serious face.
Okay, so, and here's the biggest bombshell. This happened at a demo stand. A local player was trying out the Xbox One. Now, we'll say the game is Call of Duty. While playing the game of Call of Duty, something odd happened. The screen went black, and it said, "Call of Duty.exe has stopped working," and it went to a Windows 7 screen. And of course, an attendant went to repair it. And pictures were snapped that the Xbox One was never demoed. All the games were played on a computer, and the controllers were just hooked up to it. That just shows PC is king.
I mean,
you were saying something, John?
What? I was reading this.
Yeah. So, of course, Nintendo and PlayStation 4 have won. So, what happened?
Second picture. Here you go. I've seen you might want to share that with them. That's a good picture.
How?
It's funny, okay? It's funny. It's funny. Don't judge me.
Okay, so. Nintendo has also released a statement saying, "This year is the year of Luigi." So, Luigi gets his own games. Or, the games focus more around Luigi.
Swear to God, AJ. Do you just look at a screen all day and look for this shit?
No, to be honest, I usually don't forget this shit.
Fucking idiot. No, okay. Here's what Hotline Miami needs. We're not talking about that fucking stupid ass Nintendo shit. Hotline Miami, it needs a map editor.
I was about to say, Hotline Miami sequel was announced. Hotline Miami 2, wrong number.
Fuck. Now I gotta fucking play that one too. God damn it, I threw enough keyboards around.
So this one focuses instead of our old guy, which I don't remember his name. So we'll call him Richard.
Okay.
This story doesn't revolve around Richard. It actually revolves around four individuals. We don't know who they are yet. Now the game is still keeping its old school feel, blood. It's supposed to be harder, and it's still fucked up as it was before. And from the trailer, it seems there's a rape scene from the big fat dude.
It's awesome. AJ.
We all know what John's gonna do.
I mean, it's okay. First, well, fuck you. I broke enough keyboards playing that fucking game. I went through like four mouses and two keyboards in like a week. I was just playing it.
Oh my god, I beat that shit like on my first day.
I went through like three keyboards just playing the first couple levels.
Oh my god, John, do you not... You prepare for chapter 13.
Like, I had to just... I raged. It was done.
Okay.
Flip my keyboard and then I flipped it off and left.
Alright, back to Nintendo. This year is the year of Luigi. Luigi will get his own games and games that revolve around him. The first Luigi game that was announced and is playable right now is New Luigi or New Super Luigi U. The next one is Mario and Luigi Dream Team on the 3DS.
Still gonna kill them if they do it. Like, I'm just gonna buy a DS and throw it. Like, I'm just gonna, like, take a 3DS, right? And I'm gonna take the game, put the game on the ground, and I'm just gonna start repeatedly throwing the DS at it. Till it breaks.
Okay, now... So, moving on to PlayStation side. PS4 has come out with numerous titles coming out that blew everyone's minds. We have Infamous Second Son, Killzone something of something.
Yeah, I heard about the new Killzone.
But of course, the one I'm excited for, Kingdom Hearts 3.
Fuck.
I love Kingdom Hearts. Oh my god, that is like the best RPG on PlayStation.
Kingdom Hearts has been long awaiting their fucking sequel. You know what's weird is, you know, I've had a PS2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had, like, no games for it. Somebody just gave me a PS2 out of nowhere. It was one of my friends. Okay. And, you know, I was just like, I don't have any use for this. So I went up to my friend and I was like, you want a free PS2? He's like, I already have one. I said, okay, congratulations, you have two. Yeah. Yeah, I gave him a couple games with it and I was like, that was that. So I had no controller anyways, so I was like, whatever.
Alright, John, did you find anything new?
Yeah, GameStop needs a new business plan. I mean, it's true. Look, it says GameStop needs a new business plan.
Wait,
it's a picture.
Are you serious?
This is what it says. GameStop needs a new business plan. It's the headline of this picture. Okay, and it says new, $19.99, not available. Buy pre-owned,
$34.99. Okay. All right, John. Do you have anything else to share with us?
Yeah, what everybody loves about Fallout, you can go to one area to another area without no cutscenes. It's a miracle.
I think
it's true. I mean,
yes, it is.
You want to just shoot yourself every time you see a fucking cutscene in a game.
Or if you play Deadpool, literally shoot yourself.
I saw a couple of reviews for that game.
I like it.
I was really upset when I learned I couldn't play it.
Well, basically, to those... Alright, it's a hack and slash. And I will say this, combat does get a little bit boring.
It's basically just a really repetitive game of Deadpool wanting to shoot himself the entire game. God of War 2 is like that. Yeah, I mean...
Except you don't want to shoot yourself, you want to stab yourself.
I think Deadpool, like, they did a good job with the game, but the gameplay itself is just horrible. Really, people just watched it for the game, for the, like, cutscenes. They could have just made a movie out of it.
That's what I did. Because Deadpool is funny. I will say this. Sometimes, even if you don't press the button, you will hear, like, about 10 minutes or 5 minutes of dialogue.
Oh my god. That's terrible.
That's actually kind of funny, because he says funny shit.
Still, 5 to 10 minutes of dialogue? There better be a lot of fucking gameplay in between those.
Yeah, there is.
Okay, I was going to say, if I can't sit through 5 to 10 fucking minutes
no,
of gameplay.
No, it's only if you don't press the button. If you press the button, then it just kind of skips most of it.
Oh.
Alright, so... trying to think of some other stuff. John doesn't...
Right. Half-Life mod, they're selling millions again. Just saying.
Well, I wanna see the... Sorry?
In these pictures, dude.
I wanna see the day when Gabe Newell comes out on stage in the cloud of smoke and says, Half-Life 3. It goes back into the Shroud of Mist.
Dude, I know exactly what's gonna happen if Valve just announces Half-Life 3. Every fucking gamer is gonna, like, flip their shit and just fall out of their chair.
Everyone simultaneously will cream their pants.
I mean, unless you're not a part of the Half-Life generation,
the amount of cream could bring another 1 million to the world.
I mean, there was so much there you could have made lube out of it all. It could have been a great thing of baby. It could have made some, like, top line baby oil.
It'd be another baby boomer situation. Oh my god. Again, so just so you know, again, our first podcast, so it's not gonna run smoothly. I mean, god, we're still talking about games and the podcast is like almost over.
I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I enjoy talking about games.
Oh god.
No, but seriously, when you're not a part of the Half-Life generation, You're missing out, son.
Yeah, you really are. Like, literally. Okay, go out. Go download Steam, buy all the Half-Life games and play. And if you're a poor bastard, and if you're a poor one and don't have.
No, sh AJ, AJ, AJ. I mean, if you're a poor bastard, Barbie, I mean, you could totally just go and download it in another site. Barbie!
That is.
Totally just you. I'm not saying go torrenting or anything. Don't it all download. Deluge! I mean,
Okay. Again, I was saying,
I'm not
if you're a
saying
poor bastard,
anything.
and for some reason you don't have a gaming computer, go fucking get Half-Life on PlayStation 2.
No, actually, that shit, like, I don't like the Half-Life 2 version
Okay,
on Steam, friends.
that's like the closest ver that's like the cl that'd be the closest thing they get to
I
Half-Life.
mean, just saying, Half-Life 1, it's pretty easy to run, but you can, if you can't afford the $10, I mean, I'll ship it to you, but if you're really that desperate in your younger generation, parfait! I mean, really, just not saying anything. I mean, I'm not saying if you don't like to lose, you can just go get U-Torn. I mean, like, you, I mean, just saying.
All right, or if you, John, we know about
So.
our current generation of gamers. You know what they like to play. They
Oh,
like to play games like Angry Birds, Pocket God, Infinity Blade,
yeah.
Tetris.
yeah, that's totally sounds like that.
And like everyone listens to radio on iHeartRadio.
Mean,
The
really.
sad part is I actually do have iHeartRadio on my phone.
AJ,
I need to what?
I just want to tell you something,
Yeah.
this generation of gaming gamers, they play the Call of Duties, this game, just saying, not saying Call of Duty's bad or
Oh,
anything.
John, my cousin summed up the Call of Duty plot line in one big, in the funniest way I could ever hear someone sum it up.
What?
Wait, he's not white. Terrorist!
It's true. This is really like.
Okay, everyone, this is coming from an 8-year-old. This is coming
Oh
from a fucking 8-year-old.
Dude. Like, that's my new favorite 8-year-old, obviously. Because they know what they're fucking talking about now.
Oh my God.
Oh my god.
What?
I've twisted my shirt really far with this, like, not even sure what it this is, but I twisted my shirt really far. My belly's all hanging out and whatnot.
Oh my God, John.
Oh,
Okay. I guess since we only have about 3 minutes of the po 2, 3 minutes of the podcast, I think I'm gonna recommend a game to you guys. If you guys own a console or PC, I recommend downloading The Walking Dead by Telltale Games.
mean, not saying the ha but like, if you really don't want to drop, like I dropped $30 on The Walking Dead, but I'm just saying if you don't want to go do it, Barbie, I mean, I'm just saying.
Don't go to no Steam and don't download
You
the
did it
Walking Dead.
so
So one, two,
poorly.
three, four, five.
You fucking do it so poorly. The
Okay,
fuck,
so
AJ?
basically, what The Walking Dead is, it sells a game. It's in the Walking Dead universe. It's written by the po person who made the TV show and comics. It is a point and click game. Durr. And it does require a lot of patience. So,
Yeah, I
if you're
mean.
if you're basically if you're gonna pick up this game, you're in it for the story. You're not in it for gameplay. You're not in it for the comic book like graphics. You're in it for story. In this game, oh my God, the story is depressing.
Are you sure? I mean, like, I played that entire story, and the whole time my nipples were fucking hard from Clementine. I mean, that little bitch was like, holy shit! God damn!
Yeah, you're talking about that, about an actual 8-year-old.
Wait, that's an 8-year-old?
Yeah, she's 8.
My nipples were never hard at that
Okay, so that's the end of podcast title here. I hope you enjoyed us. And we will see you next time.
Guys, just informing you on one more thing. Please don't like, subscribe, and follow us on Twitter or anything like that. I mean,
yeah, don't follow me at Doughboy, Dough_boy.
I mean, don't do that ever. I mean, yeah. That would just be tragic.
Yeah, and don't follow my Vine.
Got it. You're so horrible at trying to make things sound subtle. Don't follow AJ at his Vine. I mean, just don't do it at all. I mean, it's just...
Okay, we'll see you next Monday, everybody. Bye-bye!
Peace, guys. I got some motherfucking drums.
Yep.
Peace out.